Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. TAM horsefall protein, also known as uromodulin. The story of TAM horsefall protein, aka uromodulin, is interesting and shows if you keep your old tie long enough, it will come back into style. TAM horsefall protein, THP, is the most abundant protein excreted in normal urine, about one-fourth of the less than 300 milligrams of proteinuria per 24 hours, and it is a major constituent of renal cast formation. When it was initially discovered, its function was uncertain, and after all these years, its exact function or functions are still somewhat unknown. This glycoprotein was first purified in 1952 by doctors Igor Tam and Frank Horsfall from the urine of healthy individuals. It was later detected in the urine of all placental animals studied. It is the matrix of urinary tubular casts derived from the secretion of renal tubular cells. Since then, it has been found to be encoded by the UMOD gene. What is now called THP was actually first described as urinary mucoprotein by Mourner in 1895 and further characterized when TAM horsefall described in the 1950s the salt precipitation method of isolating THP from urine and found it to be responsible for urinary inhibition of myxovirus-induced hemagglutination. In 1985, another glycoprotein was independently purified from urine of pregnant women using lectin adherence columns and was called uromodulin. It is a specific ligand for cytokines, for example, IL-1, IL-2, and TNF. It was then demonstrated by cDNA and amino acid sequencing that the protein backbone of THP and uromodulin are identical. This THP protein is produced by the thick ascending limb of Henle, except for the macula densa, those buttons of 20 cells or so, the only ones with reverse polarity in the renal tubular system, that is, which points toward the glomerulus, i.e., its RER Golgi is not apical of the nucleus toward the tubular lumen, but between the nucleus of the cell and the glomerulus, with an interrupted TBM, making it ideal for tubular glomerular feedback. While the monomeric THP molecule is about 85 kilodaltons, it is present in the urine in large aggregates up to several million daltons. Its full function is not certain, first discovered by Tam and Horsfall by chance during performing numerous studies searching for a natural inhibitor of virus replication and choosing the urine as a possible source. THP was thought to be a microbe inhibitor, and the excretion of THP in the urine is still thought to provide defense against urinary tract bacteria. It plays a role in bacterial binding and shows the ability to trap, via its mannose-containing side chains, the fimbria of certain bacteria, such as E. coli. THP may downregulate inflammation, and it may also act as an inhibitor of calcium crystallization in the renal fluids, as well as having a regulatory function in transporter function of the very active transporting thick ascending limb of Henle. Dr. Igor Tam, 1922 to 1995, and his mentor, Dr. Horsfall, were virologists studying the inhibition of viral multiplication by chemical means, mainly at the Rockefeller Center in New York City. Dr. Tam was born in Estonia. After studying at universities in Estonia, in 1943, the word went out that Estonian teenagers were to be taken into the German army and sent to the Russian front. Dr. Tam and his fellow medical student escaped in a small boat in which they sailed late at night through the German blockade to Finland. Finland was occupied at this time, so they stowed away in the coal storage area of a freighter for several days, finally arriving in Sweden. He later worked at the Karolinska, Yale New Haven, and finally at the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, the last being the first institution in the United States solely devoted to the understanding of causes of different diseases. He became head of the Laboratory of Virology, succeeding his mentor, Dr. Frank Horsfall, Jr., who had been appointed director of the Sloan Kettering Institute for Cancer Research. Dr. Horsfall was born in Seattle, Washington, attended McGill University, and was initially trained as a surgeon. He spent his first year after medical school at Peter Bent Brigham as a pathologist, but developed a severe hypersensitivity to formaldehyde, which forced him to leave his pathology studies. He returned to the Rockefeller Center and Hospital and then was director of Sloan Kettering. Just after he decided to retire, it was discovered he had cancer, of which he died in 1971. In the 1970s, THP, which is very PAS positive, was found in renal biopsies in the interstitium, apparently from breakdown, rupture of the tubular basement membranes, with flow of the THP in the tubular lumen into the renal interstitium. There was often associated surrounding inflammation. Many investigators thought that this just implied obstruction somewhere along the renal tubular or outflow system of the kidney. For a while, a few investigators thought that finding antibodies to circulating THP would indicate upper tract involvement, such as acute pyelonephritis, from only cystitis, a difficult distinction to make at the time. But since we do not routinely use this procedure now, it is obvious that it didn't work out. However, recently there have been an article using the finding of THP in the blood or urine to demonstrate early renal involvement by various injurious agents. That remains to be seen, but if you keep your tie long enough, it may come back into style. In addition to its relationship to kidney stones and myeloma casts, its association with medullary cystic disease, fairly recently, there was discovered that there is an autosomal dominant renal disorder called UMOD disease. It appears that the THP cannot be released from the RER of the thick ascending limb of Henle and leads to renal disease in this fairly newly discovered disease. More about that to come.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.